tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Vampire Diaries, Season 6, Episode 12, Prayer for the Dying. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer, alongside the amazing Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. You can follow me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson, so make sure you go do that right now.
And Katie Campbell.
And you can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
I like that you now are emphasizing Katie.
Katie.
And, of course, Sam Davidson.
You can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram.
And you guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV or, as always, on YouTube.com/AfterBuzz TV. Actually, if you want, you can go there now and you can join our conversation live. We've got the resident chatter, Tiana.
Wait, no, we came up with a name.
Instead of calling you the chat reader, which would just be cheater.
Chat mistress.
Oh, you're a chat mistress.
Yes, thank you, Jan Vanis, for that name.
Scandalous.
Yes. Chat mistress.
So you guys can always do that to talk to us live during our show. We go on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific time if you want to join us there. And Tiana will read some of your comments and questions. And if you guys also want, you can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Basically, if you are looking for us, we are available. So make sure you do that. Rate, comment, subscribe, tell a friend. We love everything you guys have to say. And we will be looking out for you. Okay, guys, let's get into the episode tonight, which was just so freaking amazing for Delana fans. What did you guys think overall, though? Because we will get into specifics. But starting with Tiana, how'd you feel about the episode?
It was exciting. It was really exciting. It was very intense. And I had a lot of anxiety. I was literally on the edge of my seat at many points. Fanning me off. But I love the Delana moments.
Kate Campbell.
I loved this episode. I mean, yes, there was a Delana moment, but it was just very intense, like you said, Tiana, and the emotions that I had. I was crying at one point with the whole Sheriff Forbes thing. Literally, tears were streaming.
It was an
eventful episode.
Yeah. I thought the episode was super sad. Just let's like say right, what Sam. No one else is saying, that it was a super sad episode.
Okay. Kind of. I mean, there were some really, really
just
happy
moments.
Just
because you got your kiss.
Well, not just because of that. We had some coming back to lives, and some of my favorite characters were saved, and yes, I got my kiss.
You know, I think that makes it a good episode, though, when they really pull at your heartstrings like that.
Although it doesn't take too much to pull at your heartstrings.
It's true.
I really, really looked over, like, checking on you throughout the episode, because I kept hearing kind of like a little whimpering.
I'm like, and oh, she'd no. be like, I'm crying. She's like, I know you're crying.
I can see she's going to lose it. You know, though, it was interesting. It was very Circle of Life-esque. Mm-hmm. You know, we won some, we lost some, as Kai says. We can't win them all unless you're
Colin.
Yeah. And we lost Luke.
Oh, yeah, we lost Luke, too. I forgot
so
about that.
He's a little bit of a bigger character than Colin.
But is he really? This season, all season, we've sat on this panel and said, what is the purpose of having Luke? We felt like his storyline kind of ran out at the end of last season, and then it was, like, all about Liv, and then Luke was just kind of there, and they didn't have anything for him to do. So they found a way to get rid of the loose end.
Well, okay. I have a theory on that, but I want to talk about Luke a little later on, because I definitely want to start with talking about who we saved in tonight's episode. We don't know for how long, but she's still around. Obviously, I'm talking about Sheriff Forbes. Mm-hmm. This had a lot of different sub-storylines going on under it, because we've got this whole Steriline situation, but then we have to remember that she's also really close with Damon, so he's trying to work really hard to save her, and then we've got her alone time with Elena, so everybody's really, really pulling together to try to save Sheriff Forbes. And it's just an even bigger thing because Caroline's feeling like she killed her own mom, which was devastating to watch.
Well, do you think that's why that, I'm sure we'll get to it, but, like, her mom came back because that dream, because I remember me and you, Roxy, we were watching it, and I was like, what flashback is this? And you were like, no, it's a dream.
Yeah.
And she saw Caroline's face bloody.
That was a little strange to me, though. What is that supposed to represent?
I think it's supposed to represent that if she died right then, Caroline was going to be really messed up about it.
Oh, that's good.
So that's why she says, I'm ready to leave, and Caroline turns around like that so she doesn't metaphorically leave.
Yeah,
I agree. And I really don't think they would have let Sheriff Forbes die, it being Caroline's fault. Not really her fault, but of her doing that, and then it would just be too much for her. I do think she might not be able to survive. I don't know if she's a vampire or what happened after she woke up, but I don't think they would let her character go with what Caroline did.
Exactly, yeah.
I just think that this whole thing is a little strange because we see what happened with Colin. You know, Colin's given the blood, and I understand that Colin was further along in his stages of cancer from, I got that. That's how I felt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's given the blood, and a couple hours seemed to go by before he was, like, puking up all this blood, and then he's dead. Mm-hmm. So sometime between then and when he showed up at Caroline's house, he died. And not only did he die, but he transitioned. So,
well, we kind of saw the start of, we saw him die at the end of last week's episode. When he was crawling out into the floor screaming for help, which, what kind of hospital lets a patient get out of their bed, crawl, blood everywhere, and no nurses ever come to his aid? He died on the ground there.
Yeah.
And then,
well, I didn't know if he was dead when we saw that. I was like, oh, maybe he's going to wake back up.
But you never know, though, when that switch can turn and they're dead, and if they have vampire blood in their system.
Right.
Like, versus when they wake up and they're now a vampire and they need to feed on human blood.
But the problem is, even though he woke up and was still alive, he was in agony.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like Forbes is in agony right now. So if she was to turn to a vampire and die and come back right now.
Well, no, because Kai sucked all the stuff out of her. So she didn't have vampire blood in her anymore.
He said he did. I don't trust anything that he says at this point.
But then he had power again, so he wouldn't have had any magic if he hadn't have actually sucked it out.
Can I do a throwback, though, to Nikki, season one?
It is TBT today.
Yeah. So TBT to Nikki. Vicky, I'm sorry.
I was going to say Nikki Reed.
I'm confusing. I'm sorry. Vicky. When she turned into a vampire, she was miserable. She was like, I need to feed. I'm so miserable. So maybe it's that was just him turning.
Well, they said that vampire blood speeds up cancer. So he was at stage 10 at that point, which is
not even a stage.
Yeah, you're already dead at that point.
I'm the most confused right now, though, about the fact that, so Forbes does end up, I mean, she's passed out or whatever you want to call that for a few minutes, and then she comes back. Is she now about to be a vampire?
No.
Does she have that blood in her? Did Kai really take it out of her?
Yes.
And if not, then why didn't the CPR work on her? Why didn't the boards work on her? Because you saw, the doctor was like, I can't do anything more.
I think it's one of those moments where TV shows do this, where they kind of have the person who they're literally going towards the white light, and we see her, and that's what that dream sequence was about. And then suddenly there's something there that's like, no, it's not your time. Your daughter's not ready yet. So then she comes back away from it. Because we've seen on TV shows, again, everyone, you know, they're flatlining. There's no savior or anything. And then, boom, it's, you know, her
Katie?
Daughter is what brought her back.
I just, like, got the chills thinking about that moment, about, like, how she was going towards the light. She packed up the baby shoes and
the pictures.
She was going towards the light. It was so bright outside. But she was going to open that door, and it was going to be like, I'm here, Jesus.
I mean, if she were to have died then, though.
Jesus!
If she were to have died then, Caroline lives forever. She's a vampire. She would have been destroyed for the rest of her eternity. And so if...
But is she going to be less destroyed now because it wasn't her fault? Because either way, her mom is dying.
Yeah,
whether it's today, tomorrow, or the next day.
But she'll never have that hole inside saying, like, you
did this.
Made this go faster, and it happened way earlier than it was supposed to.
Right. I guess even if it's an hour before, you never want to take a single minute away from your parents' life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I do get that, and yes, I agree. I don't think she's a vampire right now. I think that some people on Twitter are thinking that's what happened, though, that Kai was lying about it.
Well, he wouldn't have had magic if he hadn't have actually taken anything.
Which I thought was very interesting, too, that he can get magic by taking out vampire blood that was put into people. So he can do that to anybody, really? You know, like if somebody's trying to turn somebody, you can just suck the vampire blood.
Can he be the new cure for vampires?
This is what we were talking about when we said that TVD does a lot of different weird loophole things. Yeah. Kai is unlike any character we've seen in the past because he doesn't live by the same rules as witches. He doesn't live by the same rules as vampires, as hybrids, as wolves, as whatever it is, because all he can do is suck magic out of things. So they're kind of making it up as they go, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we're seeing, I don't know, is he a vampire cure? I wouldn't think so. I think he could only take the blood out before they turn.
He's like the sucker of life, kind of.
Vampires are suckers too, guys.
Well, yeah.
He's a total sucker of life. Are you kidding? Like, metaphorically and physically.
Well, yeah, I mean, but physically too. Like, he literally, like, sucks. And I was so shocked when Damon just went to him so fast. I'm like, really?
This is just about the dumbest thing that anybody's ever done. I can't even stand up for my loved one right now because just idiotic.
I will stand up for him for the both of us.
Thank you.
He said that, you know, people don't realize how close him and Sheriff Forbes are. As far as humans go, that is his best friend.
So he's going
to do anything to save her because he has an awkward, weird way of saying it. But he loves her and he wants her to be okay. And it's not for anyone else's sake but his own because... Yes, Damon is a selfish person, he just went to the extreme because he's like, hey, I'm going to lose my best friend who's a human who I've known longer than I've known Liv and Luke. Like,
and
I don't really care.
8 hours left.
Yeah.
But you guys saw the way that Damon treated Caroline. He was like, you killed her one day earlier. You should have thought more. And so you hear him saying that to the daughter, you would think he would have thought more. Because really what Kai could have done is said, all right, let me come suck her magic, taken it, and then been like, boom, you're dead. Ha ha ha, let me disappear now. How did he know? You know, that was just, it was rash.
That comment made me so mad when he said that to Caroline, mm-hmm. though.
We all were like, oh no, you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
But were we?
I mean, I was. I guess it was me and Katie over here like, no.
I guess when they said that to Caroline, it was harsh and it was rude, but when I watched last week's episode, all I kept thinking was, why aren't you waiting to actually see what happens? That result is quick. You should actually test your theory. Give it time to see. You waited 2 hours, like... You didn't wait over. I would have been okay, if I'm going to do this for my mom, I want to make sure it's going to work.
But when it's coming from Damon, who makes decisions like this that aren't always that great, it's like you can't really say that.
That should open your eyes like, wow, I really screwed up if Damon is telling me that I just screwed up.
I was mad about Elena saying to Stefan that he should have known to check, too.
I was on her side.
Me too. I was going to say, I was more mad at Stefan than I was at Damon. Stefan's like, I just didn't want to make her feel bad. Like, if it's going to save her mom's life, make her feel bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Say, listen, Caroline, I'm down for the cause. Give it 24 hours. Let's see what happens to this dude after 24 hours. Because that's not one of those things that you're like, oh, I feel bad. Let me be hush-hush about this. If you're going to save somebody's life, then you say something.
Well, he was telling her all last episode, too, though, that he doesn't... We don't know what this does.
He was saying that, but then once an hour went by and she was like, see, this could really do something good. And he clearly felt like he was iffy on it, but he didn't want to say that. He was like, yeah, it could say... Yeah, I don't know.
But he did make a great point to Elena saying that what did she do when Damon died? So she can't really say anything either.
I don't understand why that's a great point, though. I don't understand.
Elena turned into a psychopath that, like, went with him to, like,
How is that similar? What is the comparison there? When he said that, I was like, so?
Well, it's because that people that care about somebody as they're dying, they act irrationally. They know that they're going to their death. And Elena was accusing him, and it's like, you do something very crazy and irrational for the people that you love, because who knows, it's magic, it might work.
The situation was so incomparable, like Elena didn't know that Damon was about to die, and all those things, I didn't understand when he used that, and Elena was like, oh, okay, you're kind of, what? Like, they're not similar at all. No?
Katie, I know you.
There's just a lot of people who rush to quick decisions here, and I think that...
I might be one of them.
Well, no, I think Stefan was just trying to tell Elena, like, hey, remember when your boyfriend died and after a month you had all your memories of him removed so you wouldn't have to deal with the pain?
Right.
It was like kind of Caroline being like, hey, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to save my mom.
Right. And I thought he was referencing that moment more so than jumping in the car with Damon, more of the you switched it, like, forgot all of...
Yeah, I think that's what he was referencing, too. I just didn't see the... I don't think that they're comparable. But whatever. I guess he's just trying to say when people are in pain, they do things that you don't do when you're thinking clearly.
Yeah. So I mean, I was totally on Elena's side of that argument, but I understand what he was saying to her too.
Mm-mm. Team, what's our ship name?
Toxie.
See, that's exactly what it should be because it's toxic. The thing that you guys like are trying to create.
We're Rihanna.
We're Rihanna.
Oh my God.
And what are we, Beyonce? Okay, I'm fine with that.
No.
What's your guys' ship name? You guys tell us at home, what's our ship name? Oh, speaking of which, when you guys are tweeting at us, make sure that you include the hashtag, I know this is a little difficult, ABTVTVD. So that is our hashtag. And we're sticking to it. So if you guys are talking to us there, and also I'm loving this chat. T, feel free to chime in anytime with their amazing comments.
You guys have been so passionate about everything.
I know, they're awesome.
Lita Fan for Life says that Damon was a jerk to Caroline with the comment he made, and Elena was also a jerk to Stefan with the comment she made.
Why would you pick that? You get to control the chat right now?
And that's what they're saying.
Because it was a win for both of us.
You guys are Cam or Sadie. Sadie! Oh, that sounds like the devil.
Satan.
They're Team Sadie.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well.
We're going chat roll still?
Well, no, because, like, it's too far gone.
We'll move on, and when you find something, you let us know. But anyway, remember to tweet at us. TVD. ABTV, TVD. Great. So, all right, we've got this whole thing going on, and in the midst of all of this, we have to keep in mind Steriline. People are seeming to really warm up to this, what I'm finding on social media. I mean, I haven't seen too much Steriline hate. Have you guys seen a lot?
No.
So this is something we're pushing for, and I think this episode gave us one step closer to that because of the talk that Forbes has with Stefan about what Caroline's going to need after all this. And obviously, Caroline, being Caroline, is waiting at the edge of the door. What did you guys think about what Forbes said to Stefan?
I loved it because it reminded me, because she said that Caroline's going to need his help to move on and get on with her life. That's exactly what he did when she turned into a vampire in the first place.
Yeah.
He was the one who was there. He was the one who helped her through that whole situation.
Right.
And there was an article that came out like 2 weeks ago, Katie, that we read, where the creators talked about when they realized the moment that Stefan and Caroline should actually be a couple. And it was back in like season one. When he was helping her transition.
Wait, when who realized
season
that?
Season two.
When Julie realized that?
Yeah, when Julie realized that Stefan was helping Caroline get through transitioning into a vampire, she was like, oh, that needs to happen. So this has been in the works for 4 seasons now.
Yeah, remember when we saw them? I guess it was only last season, but earlier on in the flatbed truck.
And
that was the moment for me where I was like, do it.
Well, even not to do another throwback because of Thursday, but Pilot, she crushed on him so bad before she was a vampire. And she was crying in the Pilot episode, but like, why didn't he like her? And now it's kind of...
Yeah, but she was so much more annoying back then because she kind of crushed on a lot of different things.
She did, but it's kind of one of those things. It's like, all right, like, maybe they planted a seed. Who knows?
You know what I think about with this show all the time? Because I do binge watch so many things now. If I started binge watching this, I had never seen an episode, and I started binge watching this, would I want the same couples to be that I want now?
I think about that all the time.
Because I feel like it would make my opinions on it so different.
I actually know someone who just binge-watched and just caught up to Vampire Diaries. This is the first week that she has watched with us. So I will talk to her and see as someone...
Yeah, who does she ship?
Who she ships as someone who's rushed through it all and didn't have to wait.
Right.
5 years like us.
It's the waiting game that makes you long for things. And if you don't have that, then maybe you're not as inclined to want a couple.
Well, maybe you're picking up on the things that are more real, perhaps.
Right.
As opposed to what the writers are trying to drag out.
Right.
I've binge-watched this show after I watched it already with other friends.
Me too. I do it all the time.
And I have a couple friends that are a Stelena fan. I mean,
of course you do.
I do.
Were you whispering in their ears at all?
Were you saying
don't you love them? Oh, my God, aren't they so cute together?
Speaking of Stelena and TBTs, guys, I found this shirt from season one.
Oh my God.
Guys, I used to be a Stelena fan.
His face is so messed up.
This is a Team Stefan t-shirt.
Yeah.
Get that. What are you doing?
And so I just
what are you doing with that on this side of the table? I didn't even know it was sitting with me.
I brought it so I could put it on that side. I found it in my closet today and I was like, no, I'm not Team Stefan anymore.
Oh my god.
This is everything.
What? What are you doing? I asked you. Tiana goes, I have to go get something for my car. I go, is it a present for me?
She goes, no.
She's like, yeah,
no.
You said no, but I thought that maybe it was like some booze or something.
See, listen, guys, all I need is the cardboard life-size cutouts I got my sister for Christmas for the past 2 years. She's in high school. She is a Stefan. She is a Damon. They're now in her closet because she's super embarrassed about how obsessed she was
Nothing
with them.
Nothing embarrassing about that. Nothing embarrassing about that.
No, I know. Actually, Damon has like one leg because the girls jumped on him so much. I'm not kidding. And his head is falling off.
Still
no
hot.
Pun intended.
Still just
totally
as hot.
Sexy.
All right. So keeping in mind with Sterilan, though, just before we move on, I just wanted to say or get your guys' opinion on whether or not in some way you think this was Forbes giving her approval on them being a couple.
Definitely. She's been doing that for a while now, I think. She's been kind of slow. She asked Stefan to come help with the Christmas lights. You know, in the finale when Caroline was still mad at him, she knows. She knows her daughter. Mothers know best.
You guys think so, too?
Yeah, and I thought it was so beautiful what she said to Stefan. It made me tear up, too, because it's so... And I don't think... I mean, there's a lot of people that say this is maybe messed up that a relationship will grow out of her mom dying, but I don't even think it's that. I think they're just saying that how good of friends they are and how, like, Stefan is there for her, like he was in the past, that something... beautiful relationship wise can
come
grow
from something
out of
so sad.
Tragic.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I do think though that it's a little bit like it's going to make him feel guilty if he ever like doesn't want to be with her and he's gonna be like, "Well, her mom said." I know though the thing is real. I don't think they would put it in there unless it was
something.
Something
like they've been
thing.
Friends for a couple weeks and then Forbes put this on him, you know.
Well, I think she was even more saying it as in a friendship. And if the relationship goes there with, but like just to make her smile as a friend.
That's why I appreciate it. She wasn't like, just so you know, if you and my daughter ever decide to get together, you can put a ring on it. You have my, you know, that would have been too much. But she said she's going to need somebody who supports her and loves her and whatever. And she already knows that Stefan is able to do that. And Stefan kind of needed a kick in the butt this season, you know? Like after the top where he'd run away and everything he had done to Caroline. And that's why I think people are having a hard time thinking about them coming together after this. Like it shouldn't have taken this for him to treat her well. But I feel like with or without this situation, he was coming around to treating her well again.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like he was treating her like crap the day before he found out. I felt like he was on an upwards trend and this just kind of accelerated it.
Yeah. It's just the fact that his brother died. That's what made him just lose it. And that was his reaction to it. And it's not like he really necessarily meant to do that to Caroline. It's just the person that was the closest with him. That's why he did that.
And he didn't just do it to Caroline. He did it to everyone. Everybody. Caroline's just the one who cared the most.
Do you feel like she's totally forgiven him at this point?
No.
No, but she's coming around to it.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
And speaking of the shipping, Miranda Merton said that she binge-watched up to season 4 and shipped Delana. So,
hey,
there's someone who was not under the false... mindset that I was
Katie,
watching
you didn't get
from
to
season one.
You didn't get to her quick enough.
I know.
That's just another one who slipped through the cracks.
Well, see, now Delana. I think about it, though, and like, oh, my God, what if Stefan somehow went back to Elena after all of this? Like, now
if,
I'd be
if
pissed.
If he did that, I'd be mad at him as a man.
Me too.
He doesn't deserve
I
that.
I know. Me too.
If Stefan, you mean if he hooks up with Caroline and then goes back to Elena?
Yeah.
About the worst. I mean, I'd be more angry with Elena than I would be with Stefan. Because that's just, like, not girl code.
But,
you know?
I mean, she's done a lot of, like, non-girl... All of them have done a lot of things that, you know...
Yeah, they've never heard of bro code or
girl code. Or,
it doesn't exist. They've just heard of incest.
Or sibling code, because Jeremy and Bonnie, like...
They're just, like,
know.
My heart.
I'm sorry, did you just say Jeremy and Bonnie? Because I believe that neither of them are on the show anymore. Like, where are you guys?
Well, we know why Jeremy's not around much right now, because he's getting ready to actually literally exit the show.
And we know Bonnie from, we'll talk more about it in predictions, but is getting ready in her mind to exit the show.
Yeah, so.
Like, I just can't believe what they've done. Like, we are missing so many. Where's Matt?
Where was Matt?
I don't know. And Matt last week, at least he was with Forbes. Like, Matt, if you're not doing anything, come chill at the hospital.
Yeah, that
like,
was
like, what
weird.
Are you doing?
He's just planning the demise of everybody?
Yes.
But did we really need Matt around when all this supernatural stuff was going on? Because all he was going to be like, all these supernatural people are just screwing it up for us humans, right, Forbes?
I wanted him to be with Forbes. I wanted him to be with Forbes so that Elena didn't have to be standing there the whole time. And then Elena's left alone with just Kai. And Forbes is, like, passed out. And I'm like, Elena was just kidnapped by this dude, and he just tortured her. And you're going to leave her alone in a room with him? Like, yeah. Damon, what? That's so not like you. You usually are so protective.
Elena's like, I'm going to watch you. I'm like, really? That's what you're going to do to make sure he doesn't, like, abduct you again and, like, almost kill you?
All right, let's talk more about Kai. I don't understand. I get what you guys are saying. And when you're sad, you're really upset, you do things that aren't rational. But in what planet? On what planet was this the plan? We're gonna bring him to the hospital, and then I've got a plan. You know, I don't even really know what his plan was. So he gets on the phone with the dad, and he says, you better merge those two twins because I'm gonna set Kai loose. So did he actually want Liv and Luke to merge? Because it sounded like he had another plan. When he was talking to Joe, he was like, relax, I've got a plan.
I think he didn't care about the two twins. He's going to care about Joe over the two of them.
Only because of Alaric, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So his plan was to have Liv and Luke merge, and by the time they were merged, then when Kai tried, like, there wouldn't be a point. Mm-hmm. Because someone already merged, so it would have been null. So he was trying to screw over Kai, but then didn't bank on the fact that Tyler was going to come out of nowhere super fast all of a sudden
and start all beating hybrid
up,
like,
yeah, and start beating
not,
up Liv and Luke's
not,
dad.
But not.
He makes a lot of irrational decisions, though, with Tyler.
It's a matter of time before he kills somebody. If you act like that, you're going to kill somebody, and you're going to become a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of time. Like, it's so weird for me not to see him as a hybrid anymore.
He wouldn't.
I forget.
If he does kill somebody, he'll just become a werewolf again, right? He won't become a hybrid.
Mm-mm, he'll become a wolf.
I guess we don't even know that.
It's like weird. He's just like pure on human now. Is that?
Mm-hmm. He's a Matt. Like Matt, Jeremy, and Tyler.
But they don't have werewolf blood in them that makes them angry. Well, I mean, Jeremy has a different kind of weird. You know,
he's a hunter.
Hunter blood. But
what's Jeremy just standing there with a bow right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
So angry.
Oh, yeah.
He's being hangry. Has anybody tried to feed him?
Maybe that would work. But I do want to say something. This was from earlier in the chat, and I saved this comment for when we were talking about Luke. Baby Doll Turner said, Luke channeled his inner Elijah getting all snazzy for a fight. Because he was wearing his suit and tie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I love that comment.
That's so
best
right.
comment of the day right there.
All right. I have to say that I thought that Luke was amazing in tonight's episode.
He was.
I was like, where have you been since we started this show?
It made me not want to watch him die, and then I knew that we were going to watch him die. Yeah.
I feel like none of us have been huge Luke fans from the start. I mean, not that we were all like, oh, we hate Luke, but there was nothing really to be a fan of. They didn't give him much of a storyline, and the only things we ever see him do is stop the magic that we need to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he's the one who stopped his sister from keeping the portal open long enough, like, all these different things. So we just, I don't know, but now I was like, oh, so you're cool, and all right, you're gone.
Well, did you think he's been somehow planning this all along? That's why he's kind of been so subdued, so quiet, because he knows that him and Liv, at the point that Joe got discovered and Kyle, all of that, that he knew that they were going to have to emerge, and so maybe he put it in himself that he knew he was going to do this for her.
I think he might have.
I really don't think he did, because of the way that he reacted when she said last week, you know you're going to win. I feel like that was a realization moment for him.
Maybe ever since that moment, he's been thinking about, what if I merge with Kai? Because we're the same age since he stayed in that world for so long.
This was really heroic. We have to give it to him.
Oh my gosh. Like, that's what brought me to tears tonight, watching him sacrifice himself for his siblings. And the whole time I told you guys during a commercial, I didn't know who I wanted to root for, because Kai is such a great character for this show, because we haven't had a true evil good villain like this since Klaus left.
If you guys had to pick, you only get to pick one, for the storyline for this show, who would you have rather see win tonight? Between
for the storyline of the show.
Yeah, for this show, you know. Not like, do you like good more than evil, obviously.
No, yeah.
But for this show, who do you think it was more important to win?
Kai.
I think we would all have to say Kai.
But what we have not seen from Kai is a sense of humanity that we did see from Klaus, that we grow to see from Klaus.
But I think that's what makes him really fun, is because he, and so, like, you love to hate him, and you love to see these people go against him, and it makes for a good story because he doesn't have that.
But he needs, like, a rock, something he cares about that's, like, he's fighting for. He doesn't have that.
Because otherwise he's not vulnerable in any way, and how do you beat somebody who's not vulnerable in any way?
Exactly. Klaus had the originals of the time in coffins.
And he had Caroline.
Yeah.
Hashtag Caroline.
She gets it in there at least once. Every episode, every show.
It's going to happen. I read Julie Plec said that this week.
Really? Because last time I saw Julie Plec said it was never going to happen.
That's not what she said. She said, we're closing a door on this chapter. And then, like, people asked her more about it. And she said, for now. So, no, she
that
didn't say
so
anything.
People would stop bugging her.
She didn't say anything about it this week. That was in my dreams last night. But, you know, it could happen one day. It's important to me that you guys believe in it. All right, but that's not what's happening right now. And obviously, we do have Kai. He has little to no humanity. I think we're going to say no. Mm. But he did seem a little scared of Luke, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. So, what?
Sorry.
Was that funny to you that he's afraid?
No, someone just wrote in the chat, Mr. Goku Jr. 2012 said drink. And I'm pretty sure that's because someone mentioned that they should have a drinking game every time you mention Caroline.
Well, then I'll mention Caroline more often.
Yeah.
I'll do it all the time. Caroline. I hope you're all drunk at home.
I'm pretty sure that's what that was for. I'm not positive, but it was a random drink, and I'm like, it has to be because you brought up Caroline.
Yeah, so fine. Why don't you tweet your drunken pictures at us? Hashtag ABTVTVD. Hashtag Caroline. Mother F's.
That means I love you with all of my heart, fans.
Of course it does. That's what I meant. Going back to what I'm saying, okay. He seemed a little afraid. No?
Yeah. He was.
Kai seemed afraid of Luke.
Yeah. Which
was
cool.
He was not afraid of Joe. He was not afraid of Joe at all. But he was a little scared of Luke. They were supposed to be the two stronger. And I kind of thought that Luke had him on this one. Because Kai was drained of all of his magic and all he had was what was in Forbes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about how the merge works. And I have two things to say on this. One, he was drained of all his magic. But if Kai is an absorber of magic when you're merging, wouldn't that put him at an advantage because he would just, like, absorb
He was supposedly at an advantage back in the day, you know, so.
And then my other thing that I realized is that Liv and Luke's dad won his merger with his twin. And then we know that Luke would beat Liv. We know that Kai would beat Joe. Is this, like, a male thing? Are they all twins, boy, girl, and the girl just always
No, the dad beat his dies. Brother. The dad beat his brother, he said.
But still, what brother? Lady has beat a man?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen an instance of a lady beating a man yet.
Excuse
That's
me.
Sexist.
Excuse me, ladies in the house.
Katie has no. I was just thinking, okay, we learned that technically, you don't just die. The twins absorb into another, the souls absorb into creating another soul. So I'm wondering now, is Luke going to be in Kai?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking that maybe we will see some humanity in Kai because who knows if the dad was just saying that to say that. But if not, then maybe I'm picturing like a situation where we've got two people in one body and sometimes he comes out this way and sometimes
like
he comes out the other.
And Hyde.
Yeah, like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing. Exactly.
Well, I mean, let's think about it realistically. If our souls were to go in other people's bodies, like, we in the
share another body though, not just go in.
Well, right, to
become
share
another
like,
soul.
It's one person still. One person is going to take over more. It's for a TV show still. Someone's going to have to be in control.
But that both become into another soul is what he said.
Yeah, I was picturing it more like the two souls become one. It's not a fight
and
against
to become
them. So then traits. Yes, Spice
and
Girls.
Into one body.
Yeah, into one body. So then when the two are together, it's traits of the other. So
That's what I was
waiting for his dad to tell us what of his brother's traits he got from it.
Like, I don't actually think it's somebody being like, shut up there. You know? Yeah. But I think...
It's not what happens in your head, Roxy.
Right, but maybe it takes a little bit of time, too, for this soul to really sink in. So maybe right now, when we just saw Kai, he's still all Kai, but maybe slowly...
I think so.
He becomes a little more... And if that does happen, I'm telling you guys, I just see him with Bonnie. I've said it.
How could she?
I don't know, but I think it's going to happen.
Bonnie have a lot of...
Well, he needs to be with someone.
That bedtime would be very intense. That would be some...
The bedtime?
The bed would be broken.
Yeah. I'm talking about sex. Sexual
floor.
Intercourse is what I'm
They're
speaking about.
They're on the stove while it's on. It's hot.
It is. That's hot.
That is hot, huh?
Yeah, but...
I made that up on the spot.
It's magical. Like, they're
Puns
off...
intended.
They're off of our Team Rihanna right now. They're like, what's going on?
Well, see, what I kind of think is going to happen is that Kai, everyone loves the actor, the character.
Right.
And they want him to stay. So they're going to put maybe Luke's niceness into his body.
He's going to become nicer.
Yeah, that would be
completely.
No. Just like we were just talking about before how he didn't have any humanity. So maybe Luke's humanity is going to be kind of like brought into him, and that's what's going to make him more of like a staple character on the show.
The reason why I don't want that to happen is because then he becomes exactly like Klaus. Mm. It's a super evil guy who, we didn't see any redeeming traits in, and then all of a sudden he starts having it, and now we all love Klaus, or at least I do. So I don't want to see...
All of us, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see a repeat of that happen. I want to see someone genuinely just stay evil to who they are, because if that's who you are...
Silas is kind of evil.
Silas's name has been thrown around in this chat a couple times. It's going so fast. I can't keep up with you guys. You guys are
Ghost
way too
18386 says Kai might become the new Silas, that kick ass man.
But Silas dies. Like, he needed to be taken out, which Kai will eventually, if that's the role he's playing.
I mean, Klaus still kind of needs to be taken out. I just don't want him to get taken
out. He's a bit out of control.
Yeah. But I think that when you do that, when you create, I don't know, I just don't understand why we have people who are good who stay good. Why can't we have people who are bad who stay bad?
Right.
Find the story in there and challenge yourselves to be different.
Mm. Well, you try having another soul come into you. It's probably hard to stay who you are.
Well, you tell me all about it, because you hear voices all the time.
That's true. Little true. Hashtag Claroline. Drink. All right, so let's move on from this merger and talk a little bit about Delaina. Oh, I just hate the way that I just said that. Can we cut the last 5 minutes out of this, Stephen? Thanks. No, but seriously, this to me, I made you guys rewind it 3 times. Mm-hmm. That's not an exaggeration.
It's true.
I don't know. I just thought this kiss was everything. Whether it's, last week, Micah Parker had a really great point when he was talking about the fact that they have a lot of the hate would just fuel the chemistry between them. And I kind of think, they haven't kissed in a long time now. I don't know. It just worked for me. What did you guys think?
I want to hear what the haters on that side of the table have to say.
No, I love Delaina. I do. I love Delaina. I'm just like more of a positive in person. I don't know. I love Delaina. I loved it.
What do you mean you're more of a positive person?
Just that whatever is best for the storyline, that's not super remember when I first joined the panel?
You said you're a mix.
I said I was both. It's what's best for her at that time.
And what do you think's best for her at this time?
Damon. For sure. And Stefan's supposed to be with Caroline. That's what the writers are, pretty much putting out for us.
Katie, you look so sad right now, though.
I didn't hate it because what she said was true. I mean, she almost had Cher Forbes die in her hands, and immortal or not, you never know when somebody's time is to go. Life is so short. So I think it's true and it's great. They kissed. I think it's been a long time coming, but I didn't feel as passionate about the kiss as you did, I think, because, obviously, Stelena at heart. If it was Stelena, I think I'd be screaming.
I think she was just really turned on by Damon ripping Colin's heart out. that really gets my juices flowing,
He asked for it.
I guess.
Kill him.
Well, Damon is the silent killer, the good guy that's always seen as the bad guy.
That's true. That's true. It was him showing mercy, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I just love the way that this was filmed, though. It was different than a lot of their kissing scenes with the light shining through. It seemed to me like a metaphor, let the sun shine through.
Where did the light come from? It was nighttime.
It came from heaven.
Oh, headlights.
And how are you going to fight with that?
No, I'll give you headlights. Over that, because Sheriff Forbes was seeing heaven.
It was the white light coming for Sheriff Forbes through them.
Was it Bonnie? Is this Bonnie's, like, point in the episode? If she's like, I'm a white light, I'm coming through.
Speaking of Bonnie, we thought at one point in the episode that whatever Damon was doing with Kai, he was doing to go save Bonnie.
Yeah, I mean, true.
I know that we just mentioned it earlier, but I really feel like they've kind of forgotten a bit. They're like, sorry, Bon, we got a lot of stuff going down here on Earth. You just chill there for a little bit. She doesn't know, so how can they do that?
Which is why she, in the previews, what she's going to do.
Do you remember the last contact they had with her? They said, come meet us at this spot. Oh. We'll take you home. That's the last thing she heard. Hey, and then they left.
That was so sad.
I need to throw this out. It's very important. I don't think a lot of people remember it. Episodes ago, at the beginning of the season, Kai says, you don't think I tried to kill myself here? I've tried to kill myself a lot of times, and it didn't work.
Right.
And if she's trying to kill herself again, like, cool. I mean,
every day she wakes up.
Not cool. Like, I get that, but it's not going to work.
Right, absolutely. But it doesn't mean that it'd be fun to watch, you know?
It's fun to watch people try to kill themselves?
No, I'm saying it doesn't mean that it would be fun to watch. Like, I don't want to see that, even if it's not going to...
But she knows that. She knows from what he told her.
I guess, but maybe she thinks she can outsmart it. I don't know, but I just think that even if you don't actually die, the mental state you have to be in to decide that you are more than willing and want to die is not a place I want to see Bonnie go right now.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's really scary to think that she's up there alone and so in her head, because she usually is so selfless and just, like, always helping everybody, that when there's no one else around, I don't even think she knows what to do.
But remember, they did say earlier this season that Bonnie is, you know, we're going to see more of Bonnie, and that she's not going to be the same Bonnie we once knew. Well, because this whole experience is going to harden her and make her kind of a badass. And a lot of people in the chat are talking about Bonnie and Kai getting together because of, you know, her kind of having this new tough attitude, like, that the two of them together would make a much stronger witch bloodline.
He's got to get with somebody. Let's just say that. He's got to get with somebody.
It's been a lot of years. He's been locked
look
up for...
Look at him. Yeah. His face. He's got to get with somebody.
And he's been alone for a long time.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Aren't all the good-looking ones crazy?
That crazy?
No. I mean, I'm not saying I'd do it, but, you know, Bon Bon that's been alone for a while, who knows?
Because you guys know who I am, I have to get back to Delana for a minute, because I am wondering, are you guys going to be okay if she never gets her memories back about him? Because I don't feel like I'm okay just moving forward from this point. I really need her to get her memories back.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys?
I'm torn.
You don't care?
I feel bad that the memories are gone.
I just feel like with the whole thing with the date tonight, she's like, we already did that, didn't we? It's just him knowing one thing and her not knowing everything that happened. I just think it's awful.
But there was a movie about this with Rachel McAdams, and I don't think she ever got her memories back at the end of it. But you make new ones, and then if she can still...
What movie?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, the one
That's
with Channing Tatum.
That's sad.
And
what
so
movie?
It's based on a real story. Great. Like, it actually happened, but I'm just saying that... If Elena can fall in love with Damon all over again without her memories, then that's how you know that they're actually meant to be together. Yeah. So it's actually a cuter love story.
I want her to do that, but then I also want her to get her memories back, because I can't stand the fact that I know more about their relationship than she does right now. Like, the kiss in the rain, all those things, I need her to remember them, not just know they happened, but remember them.
Well, what's annoying me so much about her character in the past, like, four episodes is she knows nothing. She's weak. It's like first season all over again. She's just being taken and, you know.
Sometimes I get the feeling that you're not an Elena fan.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that too. Sometimes I'm like, where's Catherine? Guys, did you have to kill her? She's so much cooler that way. But she's a teenage girl that got turned into a vampire, got into a weird love triangle with two vampires. So I get that. You know, it's hard. It's a hard thing to happen. But.
All right. Okay. Guys, any other thoughts on tonight's episode before we get to some predictions?
It's kind of a prediction.
Okay. Oh. So let's get this. I'll even let you start us off.
I hate to bring up the other show, the Originals, but we all have seen that. We know that.
And if you're not watching it, get on that.
Get on that.
Watch our after show.
But I'm just thinking of the whole situation with, you know, people being compelled to forget things. And then if you torture them enough, they can start triggering back the memories, because I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen with We All Know Who and The Quarter and stuff. I don't want to give too much away. But I think that maybe that could be a way that Elena could get her memories back, is if they then allow, you know, maybe Kai would come in handy to be like, hey, she could go to him like, I really want my memories back, and ask him to, like, do whatever it takes to get them back.
Would he help?
Yeah. Just because he wants to practice torturing somebody, maybe. I also think that Klaus could give her her memories back.
Klaus isn't here, sweetie.
I know, but maybe she'll take a trip to Nola.
Real quick. Sorry. Don't mean to jump in. But in the last Originals episode, someone said that, or maybe it was this, or no, I'm sorry. I think it was a fan in the comments that said a werewolf bite cures cancer.
Who said a werewolf bite cures cancer?
Somebody said that in the comments, that an actual, like, werewolf bite or werewolf's blood does cure cancer.
So have we seen that before ever?
No.
Have they mentioned that before?
So you think there's a possibility that Sheriff Forbes doesn't die at all?
Yeah.
Because we have talked about, we've been, spoiler alert for a second, but we've talked about how, I think it was Julie that said, we're going to lose somebody this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know we're going to lose Jeremy.
No, no, like, lose as in die. Jeremy's been said that he's not going to die.
He's just leaving.
He's just leaving the show.
To live a better life.
So our what did we call you? The vixen? The
Mistress.
Chat mistress. Mistress is doing a little research for us on these werewolf bites.
Yeah, keep talking.
I just think that, like they said, if we knew if vampire blood cured cancer, we would know about it. I feel like we would know about it if bites cured cancer.
I guess. I mean,
I think that Sheriff Forbes is going to die. I just didn't think they were going to do it this way with the whole Caroline situation, but I don't think she's going to make it out of this. I don't know, I just have a gut feeling.
You know, as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about, like, people that we could lose or that we hadn't seen. We didn't see Enzo tonight. We didn't see Sarah tonight, either the fake Sarah or the real Sarah. We didn't see Alaric because he's off getting some doohickey, like...
What was he doing? I'm sorry, I'm unclear on that. Tonight.
Getting they said that, for Joe.
Yeah, to make her stronger. But the way Elena phrased it was like something that I don't know about to get her strong. What?
Yeah. I think Enzo's doing something over there with the real Sarah, and he's going to cause trouble. Mm. Maybe he has Matt.
Oh. Why does he have Matt?
Because
he's got a
he
revenge
needs
plan.
Leverage.
Yeah, but I don't even know if Matt counts as leverage anymore.
But, like, it makes sense if he was taken or something. Like, why wasn't he by Sheriff Forbes' side, especially since he knew?
Mm-hmm. Like,
I think they couldn't afford to pay him this week. But I think Enzo isn't with Matt. I think he's still with other...
Sarah, that's right.
Yeah, but I was seducing Sarah. Her, I was saying, like, making...
Yeah.
Trapped Matt in there.
Is real Sarah, is fake Sarah still at the Salvatore's?
No, she's dead.
Dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot about her for a second.
Guys, I can't find anything about werewolf bites called curing cancer, but I'm going to do some more research on this.
If you guys know, then you know.
If you guys know, let us know.
Mm-hmm. How to let us know.
The person that commented, I did see it. It was either the Originals or the Vampire Diaries. Someone commented, so please do it again.
Name yourself, sir. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you want to keep the conversation going throughout the week, we really encourage you to do so, and you can do that with my co-host by finding them.
I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell, and Instagram at Katie Campbell 13.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43 and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you're hashtagging ABTV TVD. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. I think it was in Teen Wolf that the werewolf bite cancer.
That's something else.
An alpha bite.
Well, we will definitely make sure you guys know about that. But of course, again, on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.